ourselves in the beginning of the Advent season. And this week, like last week, we have a transition from 1 year to the next. We see this focus in our lesson on being prepared. And if you have learned by now, you will soon learn that this Sunday is this Sunday to be prepared for a sermon, for a sacrament, for reconciliation, or confession. Advent is a penitential season, and really, how better to begin a penitential season than by confession? I'll be making fun of you at some point, and I encourage everyone here to make an appointment with me next week as well. And when looking at why it's important to avail oneself of the sacrament of the church, a wonderful paragraph in a book that I recently finished came to mind. The author sort of laments the negative spin that the Book of Common Prayer puts on the sacraments that are not generally necessary for salvation, those five sacraments that aren't sacraments and believers. And personally, I know that this has to color how I respond to confession. Given the thin grace of all day, none of us, some should. Might have been more like also sometimes, but that's not very angry. But the author likened this attitude toward confession as that of a sportsman who plays just hard enough not to drop the team instead of playing as well as he possibly can. In my opinion, getting the advantage of the sacrament of grace is offered by the church specifically a time of progress in spiritual maturity. And well, then so why wouldn't we take that? So let's begin with the very first step of making these words. Typically, there are two reasons why someone might be sorry about having done something wrong. The first is more basic and primary, the fear of punishment. I'm sure many of you have experienced this with God. Then, if you ever come home, you'll find the trash scattered all over the floor. You wonder what's going on. Nowhere. Look around. Look around. And eventually, you find the box howling under a table or in a corner somewhere, pale, wet. You know that the master has come home and seen what he has done. Now, the last time we got a nasty talking to and squat over here, and the shame from disappointment was over. Fire was upset because he was afraid and made a change. There is a cause and effect relationship between his behavior and his contrition. Now, this is a problem in the world that we see the wicked flourish. Then there is no obvious punishment for their actions. So they don't feel any peace in the day. There is a reason that God chose to lay low to the people of Israel in time of disobedience. So they could learn. But in this case, we're talking about a healthy of a loving ordinance that is kind and contrary. Growth is an unusual love and respect. I fear my father. If you didn't tremble with this spiritual parent, he's waiting for your father to come. But now, as a grown man, I've chosen my own. That fear is gone. The only thing that remains is love. The resistance of love leads to second reason why someone may be sorry, which is far more conscious-based and sympathetic. This is a sorrow that comes from knowing you have done something hurtful to someone else, or done something which is seen as wrong. In this case, contrition is not based on your conscience, but from a deeper sense of morality, knowing the difference between right and wrong, and realizing for whatever reason you pray. Or wrong. There is acknowledgement that punishment is appropriate, This is the kind of experience that I hope my children will get from. Look, and understand. This is why parents ask their kids if they are really sorry. They want to know if their child understands the impact of their wrong, or if they're saying the words and going to emotions and thinking. Then it can be incredibly difficult. But it lies apart from the truth. And I'm not going to tell you to avoid confession. You're all doing it because you're afraid of God's punishment. But in the long run, if that punishment never seems imminent, then that fear will eventually clear it off. You stop squatting by there with a soul in the end of the track. You put a stop by there with a table in the fall. Scripture is so clear about remaining awake and sober and vigilant. We are all the legal led to the false sense. There is always time. And so there is. That is precisely why we should strive to develop a more fully formed mind, where love and not truth is our primary motivation for living a moral life, where our end is not to avoid making God angry. That is our life. We no longer have to worry about God's punishment. Instead, we love and go to it. We don't do it. This is why we love the Holy Spirit.